This podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
And welcome to another edition of the Inside Rutgers Athletics podcast. This is Jimmy Gill. Thanks for joining us. We're joined by Rutgers baseball head coach Steve Owens for his weekly update. Scarlet Knights are coming off a series sweep at Nebraska, winning 9-4 on Friday, 6-5 on Saturday, and 6-0 on Sunday. It was the first road sweep for the Scarlet Knights in the Big Ten since joining the conference. So, Coach, five-game winning streak now. Just what were your impressions from this weekend, and what were the keys to success out here in Nebraska?
Well, there was a lot of keys to success, but, I mean, overall, it's probably the best weekend, you know, that we played 3 days in a row the whole year, and it came at a good time. So I'm really pleased with how the guys performed in a lot of different ways. You know, we were fortunate to come out on the right end of some close games and do a lot of things well. So, you know, we're excited to be playing, you know, games at the end of the year in a meaningful, you know, meaningful situation.
Yeah. So looking at this series here on the Friday game, Nebraska did go up early 1-0 and they had a 3-2 lead through five, but Harry Rutkowski was able to settle it and allow the team to rally late. So just going back to Harry real quick, he picked up 7 strikeouts in the game. He became the 5th Rutgers pitcher to reach 200 career strikeouts. What can you say about that accomplishment for Harry?
Well, it's a great accomplishment. You know, obviously very few others in our program history have done that. And, you know, most of the time Harry's been pitching the Friday game against another team's, you know, ace pitcher in league play only. So, you know, when you look at that accomplishment and a kid has pitched almost his entire career against the other team's best pitcher on the most important, you know, day of the weekend, it even amplifies it more and it's more impressive. So he's been a bulldog. You know, he works hard and he's taking the ball every weekend and grinding through his starts, and some of them, you know, electric and off the charts, and some he's had to fight really hard to get through. And, you know, no matter what, we get our best effort from Harry every weekend.
So he allowed the team to make that comeback, scored 4 in the 8th and 3 in the 9th, and a 9-4 win. So just going to that rally there, several walks, hit by pitches, but I think the real stat from this game was 8-for-9 as far as getting runners home from third with less than 2 outs. What did you see in the at-bats late, especially against this Nebraska bullpen that hadn't given up a run in over 20 innings coming into the weekend?
Well, we did a good job with getting some runners in without getting hits. We haven't been great at that all year. We've been scoring with extra base hits and home runs, creating scoring opportunities and sometimes coming up short by getting runs without hits. But, you know, we've been teaching it and preaching it. And, you know, lately we've been doing a better job at it. So hopefully our players can lock into that, and that can be, you know, become a pretty consistent, you know, part of our offense, to be able to score some runs without getting hits. And we strung together good at bats, and we also got 2 out hits. So, you know, a lot of good stuff happened.
And then moving to the Saturday game. So also to mention from Friday and as well as Sunday, they had about 5,000 people here per game. What did you think of the environment as far as playing in front of this type of crowd and this kind of energy in the ballpark? We haven't seen that yet this year.
No, it was exciting. You know, it was nice to see people in a park, period, you know, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, lacrosse, just to see people out, you know, cheering and enjoying the game. Obviously Nebraska has great fans. They're really well supported in all of their sports, and their baseball team is, you know, up in the tops with attendance each year, and they showed up and enjoyed the game, you know, they bring a lot of energy to the park too. So it was exciting, kind of like a regional type setting, with a lot of excitement, and it was very fun to be a part of.
Yeah, so the Saturday game, Ben Wareski gave up 4 earned runs over 3.2 innings, 5-0 deficit. The bullpen then from there held it on. The bullpen for the series ended up going over 10 innings without a run, earned run allowed. So Justin Sinibaldi came in first, 2 1/3 to really settle it. He got the run there in the 5th, and then in the 7th it was the back-to-back homers. Josh Rodriguez came in off the bench, and then Mike Nyster. Do you think that really sparked that comeback there?
Yeah, I mean, we got the one run back, right? So that kind of changes the momentum because things were not going our way. They had hit three balls over the fence. The crowd was going crazy. It was a beautiful day. You know, their pitcher was very effective and was locating extremely well. And then, you know, we got the one run back in the fifth, and that gave us a little bit of something. And then we were able to, you know, get the back-to-back home runs, I think after a walk, in the seventh inning. Josh was called upon to pinch hit. He came in, got a good count, you know, hit a monster home run for us. And then Mike did it right after that. So we got back in the game, and the energy changed and the momentum changed a little bit, and we got going.
Yeah, and then Parker Scott was able to keep it there in a one-run game. And then tied the game facing the Nebraska closer, who hadn't given up a run yet this year. Brito ended up walking. DiGiorgio singled, and then Kevin Welsh got a RBI single. So Kevin has really come on lately. What have you seen from him?
He's been great. Brought our offense a lot of energy. Has 9 hits on the season. Played sparingly so far. Has played more regular of late. He's a veteran player. He's earned the right to play, and we expect him to step up and play like a veteran player, and he's done that for us. I think of his 9 hits, 5 are doubles, and 1's a home run. So we got like 14 RBIs from Kevin Welsh in the last couple weeks. So we hope that keeps going for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, so the tying RBI there in the eighth, and then another scoreless inning from the bullpen. And then in the ninth inning, Nyster got the single, Richie Schiekhofer with the bunt, and then with 2 outs, Evan Slight fell into an 0-2 count, came through. I mean, Evan seems to be coming in these big spots throughout the year. What do you think about his approach and demeanor has allowed him to be successful in those spots?
Very mature for a freshman. We trust him a lot. He's given us consistency. Very few times this year has he had a game where he didn't contribute, whether it's on defense or with an at-bat. And so he's maturing as a hitter, figuring things out, and he's gotten a lot of big hits. Like, if you could have a player that would go, 1-for-3 with an RBI every day, be a great player. And Evan has been the closest that we've had to consistency every single day. So we're proud of that, and we need that, because you got to have consistency, to be able to weather the ups and downs of this difficult game of trying to hit a baseball. Some guys have great days and some guys have bad days. And the more guys you can have that are consistent, the better chance you have of winning. And Evan's one of our consistent guys.
And then in the ninth inning, Nate McLean comes in. They get a runner at second with no outs, and then a runner at third with only 1 out, and a line out and a foul out ends it. So Nate McLean, I mean, you mentioned before his calm demeanor. Do you think that's really effective for him in the back end of the bullpen?
Yeah, I mean, he's had his ups and downs. The last couple weeks we've kind of had a plan with our bullpen and use guys a little bit differently than we've had to use them, in previous weekends. And, they've done well. They've really come into the game ready to pitch, and they've executed their pitches and really they put out some fires, and they've also kept games close, and then they've also finished games. So I'm proud of the maturation that they've showed. They're pitching with more fire and more confidence. And that happens when young guys who haven't been in those roles get out there in meaningful situations. You'd love for them to be successful right off the bat. We all know that, at this level and in this conference, there's going to be some failure for younger players or players who haven't experienced that before. So we're seeing some nice growth in our bullpen, and we hope it keeps going.
And then moving to the Sunday game. So after winning the first 2 games in the top of the first inning, Mike Nyster walks on 4 pitches. Richie goes to 3-0 and then 3-2 and hits a double. Do you think that really set the tone as far as, this team is ready to go, and Nebraska, having lost the 2 games, maybe they got a little bit down?
I don't think Nebraska got down, period. They're really good at everything. But what we did was we scoring early, finally, it took the crowd out of the game early, because it's really an electric atmosphere. And, you feed on that. It's like going on a run in basketball. Like, the crowd gets into it. You play better defense. There's a lot of exciting things that happen. And by us scoring early, we were able to to calm some of that down. We talked about that before the game. We wanted to get on the board early and get into the flow of the game without things being crazy at the beginning against us. And our guys execute it. You know, we got the big hit by Richie, and then, you know, we were able to score again in the fourth inning and extend the lead. And then it gives you a little bit more comfort going into the later innings.
Yeah, so that fourth inning rally was a single from Brito, a double from Welsh, and then Sweeney with the shortstop, the middle infield back, hit a grounder to shortstop. And then Richie, I think that was another 0-2 count. He was able to turn on one. I mean, you mentioned in the Northwestern series he had 9 hits. You had a talk with him before. He got off to a little bit of a slow start, but it seems like he's producing much more run support lately.
You know, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I know that Richie got off to a bad start, and little by little, he's turned things around. And now, you know, when I keep looking at the last 10 games and the last 10 games and the last 10 games, he's the leading hitter. So he's getting his hits. He's now gone back-to-back weekends with big RBI singles and doubles and key situations. As well as handling the bat, you know, putting bunts down for us, dragging, sacrificing, doing little things. And he's very fast on the line, too, so he puts a lot of pressure on the defense. So Rich has been a solid contributor, in the recent past. And along with Kevin Welch and Evan this weekend, Mike Neister has been pretty consistent the whole year as well. So those guys did a really good job this weekend.
Just speaking of Neister there, he was on base 4 out of 5 times. What do you like from Neister as the leadoff hitter? You've had him there a few times here recently.
I like it when he gets on base, but you know, that's the job of the leadoff hitter. But then once you're the leadoff hitter, there's a new leadoff hitter in each inning, and his job is to get on base. So, you know, as you've noticed, Jim, our lineup changes every day. And it's based on feel, health of the players, matchups, studying opposing pitchers, you know, separating high on base guys from high strikeout guys, rolling with hot hitters, kind of playing the game in your mind a little bit before it happens and kind of seeing who might, you know, what might set us up good to score. So there's a lot of different things. And our players have been really good about just, you know, they don't really care where they hit in the lineup. They just try to do a good job for their team. So they're very unselfish. We'll get to the point at some point. We'll get to the point where there's a lot more consistency and, you know, the lineup might be the same for a few days in a row or a month in a row. But right now with injuries and still figuring stuff out, you know, with the ball club, a lot of changes happen. So, but Mike's been good at the leadoff spot. You know, Richie's been at the leadoff spot. Lasco's been at the leadoff spot. You know, I think there's probably other guys we put there. So we kind of roll with different things based on how guys are swinging and what we think.
And then moving to the mound, Brent Teller struck out the side in the first. Looked like to me that he picked up from where he left off in the Michigan game, where he brought a no-hitter into the seventh. This game, he ends up going 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 8 Ks. What did you see from Brent? And do you think he's really turned a corner, or what's been the difference from him lately?
Well, I mean, we brought him here because I've seen this firsthand playing against him. So, you know, he feels really good physically. He's in a good rhythm. He has excellent tempo, and he's throwing hard with really good breaking ball and a really good changeup. So when you throw strikes, quality strikes, and then you're able to, you know, locate, went ahead and get weak outs or strikeouts, and his pitch counts have been low. So when you take out hit by batters and walks, your pitch count's low. And so then you can, you know, if you're throwing 15, 18 pitches an inning or less, you can go deeper into the game and you can be fresher because you don't have that long inning or long 2 innings where you really have to fight to get out of it. And so he's controlled the count and he's controlled the innings and he's controlled pitch count. And so ultimately he's controlled the games much better in the past couple starts.
So the team got 2 insurance runs in the 9th, and then Dale Stanovich closed it out. So that ended up being the first Rutgers road shutout in the Big Ten, first road sweep, as we mentioned before. What was the message to the team after this series as you continued to build up on this?
I told them I was proud of them and you know, excited for them to see smiles on their face after two tough weekends in a row. And they stepped up to the challenge and they proved to everybody they can play at a high level. And then, you know, we're like, okay, let's enjoy this. And then let's, you know, we'll do some schoolwork and get rested up. And then, you know, cause we got a tough road in front of us. Like we started like a 14 game grind with all teams that were above us and we're still not through it yet. So there's still work to do and we want to, you know, it's kind of a catch 22 cause you want to enjoy things. But then you also, you know, immediately you're moving forward as a coach, kind of thinking about the other challenges that are coming down the road. And so, you know, again, I think there's a good feeling. We're getting a lot of contributions from a lot of different guys. And the only thing that we ask our players is that they compete hard the whole game, every game, and they're doing it, you know, win or lose, we're doing it. And so we're excited about that because good things happen when players do that for you.
Yeah, now looking ahead this week, so first of all, I wanted to just ask about this. So finals are here at Rutgers. Just what's the message as far as that, as far as stressing academics?
Well, I mean, the kids have done well in school since I've been here, and I can, you know, I trust that our academic support and, you know, is in place and they'll continue to finish the semester strong. It's been a little challenging for everyone with the online classes, but again, you know, guys have done a good job. So hopefully they, you know, they're using this downtime right now to meet their academic commitments, to get ahead so that when we come out to the baseball field, they're fresh and ready to go. We're not thinking about, you know, history or chemistry or physics. We're thinking about baseball. So there's plenty of time in the day for them to take care of their school and then put that to bed and come out and do the other, you know, part of their day. And we're hoping that they time manage well and we can get through the next, you know, 7 days of finals, which is always tough for college students, especially student athletes who are still in season, and then put that behind us and have a couple exciting weeks of baseball left still.
Yes, certainly an exciting weekend coming up. This will be the first time you're going to face a team for the second time. Saw Indiana on opening day and also won 2-1, and then Indiana won the game on Saturday. Then, of course, just played Nebraska this last weekend. What are the challenges of facing a team for the second time, you know, so quickly in the case of Nebraska, and then having to see Indiana again?
Yeah, well, it seems like we just keep playing the first place team over and over again. And you know, it's a really tough stretch, like to play three consecutive weekends against the first place team, all who are nationally ranked, is quite a challenge. I don't think I've ever experienced that. And nor has our team. So, you know, we got another weekend to look forward to and to prepare for. We're playing at home, and which will be nice to be at home. And again, you know, there's no letdowns in this conference, you know, top to bottom, but we're certainly being challenged with all the teams at the top right now. And we're just going to do our best to try to get through it.
Yeah, so this weekend it's six games at Baton Field over 4 days. Rutgers will start off with two games versus Indiana and then two games against Nebraska. So, Coach, thanks for your time, and we look forward to seeing you out at the field again this week.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
And thanks for listening to another edition of the Inside Rutgers Athletics Podcast.